Welcome to the SearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending October 10th, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And news writer Colin Steele.
Today's guest is Randy Cochran, Symantec's Channel Vice President for North America. Randy will be filling us in on the Symantec Partner Engage Conference. Thanks for joining us, Randy.
Oh, thanks for having me.
The Symantec Partner Engage Conference is in Washington, D.C., October 15th through 17th. Can you just start off by giving us a brief overview of what partners can expect out of the conference?
Probably start off with the theme for next week is partnering through strength, leadership, and power. We do start on the evening of the 15th with an opening networking reception where our partners will get a chance to mingle with Symantec executives as well as our product technical folks. The following day will be a full day of keynote speeches and sections on our product and offerings, our portfolio, our taxonomy. In the afternoon, we'll do deeper dives into a series of breakout sessions, and then we'll wrap up with Bill Robbins and myself with a rules of engagement and state of the union or state of the channel messaging, and then we'll have a gala event on Thursday evening, and then everybody will be traveling home on Friday.
How many partners do you expect to have in attendance this year?
We'll have just over 300.
There's been a lot of news this week from Symantec. You had the Message Labs acquisition. You had the Dell backup appliance news. And you had your IRM strategy officially announced. Can partners expect to hear a lot about that recent news, or is it going to be more broad-based?
It'll be a mixture, but primarily a broad-based structure on the taxonomy. We are going to be announcing a couple of exciting things, one of which I'll share with you today, which is wrapped around the whole taxonomy and how all of the parts and pieces of the Symantec portfolio fit together. But more importantly, an online tool that's now going to be offered to our partners, the very same tool, which is called SymBrain, an online tool that our own Salesforce has been using since April in kind of a beta program. Well, they've been pounding on that for about the past 6 months, and we're now going to make that, and we're happy to make that now available to our partners. Again, this online tool, the reason why it's so important, actually two reasons. One is they'll be on the same language, if you will, as our own Symantec Salesforce. And number two, it's all IT project based. So when a partner is having a discussion with their customer and talking about some of the issues and programs and projects that they're working on, they can then input those projects into SymBrain, and SymBrain will direct them as to what products and solutions they should be talking about, what are the qualifying questions, what's the competitive positioning, what are some of the answers you should be seeing. That all can neatly be tucked into a PowerPoint presentation. So basically an online tool to help make sense of this broad portfolio.
Is it fair to say that that's kind of a continuation of the improvements that Symantec's been making to the ERP system for partners over the past year or two, or is this something that's completely separate from that?
Well, there's two separate venues, if you will, or two separate rows that we're going down. And one is always trying to look how we can, back-end processes, how we can be easier to do business with, how we can streamline that process. This, I would argue, is probably more on the front end, and how do you make sense out of 100 different products? How do these things all start to knit together? How do they integrate, and how do you cross-sell, upsell, and get to? Because many of our partners are very deep in a particular area. How do I get and link over to another area and offer those as well? As it's what we're seeing is our customers are asking for that consolidation. They want to do more and more with fewer vendors. So what we would like to do and what we hope to do with SymBrain is give them the tool that's going to help guide them through that so that they can have better, deeper discussions with their customers.
You guys have been on an acquisition tear. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the percentage of sales, of channel sales, maybe 5 years ago versus today, because some of these companies you've bought had a different, some of them had a more direct model or a hosted model. Is there more product going through partners now than there was before the acquisitions, or can you talk about the trend there?
Yeah, it's a great question, Barb, and I know over, my tenure here at Symantec is coming up on 5 years, and mm-hmm. I can tell you, looking back over the last 5 years, which is, I'm actually stealing some of my message to you today from my closing arguments or closing statements with the State of the Union message. And looking back over the last 5 years, I can tell you without hesitation, we are moving more dollars, more transactions, more of everything through the channel than in any other period in history. One of the things that Symantec has going for it, you know, is that channel DNA. And, you know, we have the ability to take a product like Brightmail, for example, which had a mixture of both direct and indirect, and put that through an engine like the Symantec channel. And from that came our 8300 appliance and our link to Message Labs. And you probably saw the announcement yesterday that we are acquiring Message Labs. So what Symantec's strategy is to do is to build out a broad portfolio so that our partners have the ability to have multiple conversations. You know, so you make one sale, you can come back 3 to 4 to 5, 6 months later and add the second and the third and the fourth product. Give yourself, as a sales guy, I always wanted reasons to have discussions with my customers.
Sure.
You know, what are they concerned about today, and then what solutions match up to that?
So can you talk specifically about percentage of product sales that go through partners now versus 5 years ago? I mean, I know you said more transactions and stuff, but I'm kind of curious about the overall percentage.
I don't have the percentages at the tip of my tongue, but, you know, percentages are kind of a tricky thing. And, you know, if you look at the raw dollars, the number of dollars that are flowing through the channel, I mean, that's at the end of the day what we all kind of take to the bank. And more of that today than in every other time, any other time in history for Symantec, and we're actually, you know, very proud of that.
Randy, Symantec had kind of a rough summer with some bad press about your largest customers and your direct sales model for them. Are you expecting a lot of fallout from that from partners, or how has that been going, just trying to get word out that you are committed to the channel?
In the large enterprise, the largest of the large accounts, it's customer choice. Customer has the ability to take it through a partner that they've worked with or not. And I think partners, if you've got value in that space and you're providing value there, and we'll absolutely endorse that and wrap our arms around that and help you grow it and hopefully close that, you know, for both parties. Everywhere else in the stack is channel only. So there's customer choice at the very tippy top of the, you know, the triangle, the go-to-market triangle, and then everywhere else is channel only. And that's been a, you know, a mode of operation for us since at least I've been here and that I know of.
The Symantec-Microsoft relationship has always been pretty interesting. And, you know, since Microsoft is doing more and more in the security realm, I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about how that impacts your business, because Microsoft clearly has, you know, I forget the number, but it's some crazy number, like 300,000 partners worldwide or, you know, various types. Are you seeing any kind of attrition? Are you wooing some of them over to your camp? Or are you seeing any Microsoft, any of your partners being wooed by Microsoft?
One of the things that I will tell you, and maybe this is obvious to you guys, but the security aspect of it for Symantec, it's not a sideline. You know, we're not doing, you know, multiple things. We're doing security and storage. We're not doing operating systems. And it could be a potential conflict where you're writing the security and the operating system. So it's something to watch. I don't think it's time to hit the panic button, and we'll keep an eye on that for sure. But security has been a main thread for Symantec from day one and will continue to be. As a matter of fact, many of the media the day before Partner Engage are heading over to our Security Operations Center in Alexandria, which is just, you know, 20-30 minute bus ride from Partner Engage, and you'll see firsthand the investment that Symantec has made and continues to make in monitoring the World Wide Web from four different locations, this being one of them in Alexandria. That's a huge commitment. It's not to be taken lightly, and it's what feeds not only our security posture, but it also feeds our backup posture.
Given your acquisition spree, and you know, this is happening all over the industry, Oracle's buying everything in sight, is the day of the point product, like the best of breed point product, just gone in the software business, do you think?
Well, I would argue that underneath the covers at Symantec, there's a lot of best of breed point products, market leaders in a number of categories. So when you start looking at, you know, the best of breed, when you start looking at Enterprise Vault and what it's done, that was a KVS acquisition that Veritas did. These were all great products on their own, and when you start knitting them together and interfacing them with, you know, a backup product like Neck Backup or Backup Exec, those two backup products, by the way, back up more than 50% of the world's information. And that's a huge confidence boost for our partners because the products are tried and true. And I would argue Net Backup There is no competitor. There is, but that's a number one product, as is Backup Exec for the Windows environment. So I would kind of turn that back on you and say I do have a lot of number ones already.
But aren't you focusing more on almost on a suite sale versus that kind of sale going forward?
Well, you know, when you look at it, most customers are trying to solve a specific problem today, which is probably one or two products. What you'll see with SimBrain and with the taxonomy pitch is we want to paint the bigger picture of how all this knits together, but you're probably going to go in on this particular stripe, or you're going to go on in this particular area and focus on, you know, their backup and recovery, or, you know, they've got a server consolidation going on, whatever the IT project is, and you're going to solve that problem for them today with this particular solution. And when you do that, I believe your trusted advisor status as a partner goes up. And then when you go back in to have that second and third and subsequent conversations, it's a little bit easier, right? It's a warmer sell than a traditional cold call. So you're now going in there and expanding on the footprint.
All right. Randy Cochran, Symantec's Channel Vice President for North America. Thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it and look forward to seeing you at Symantec Partner Engage.
Great. Thank you for your time.
To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom,
Mark Arrow,
and Colin Steele.
And thanks for joining us.